Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Life in the land of sugarcane isn't always sweet, but after 4 months of grueling harvest, sugarcane workers in Barbados are ready to party. The annual Cropover Festival gets underway this week. Now, in days gone by, festivities were scattered all over the island at various sugar-producing mills. Brightly decorated carts carried the last loads of sugar canes back from the fields, and laborers would celebrate at a big party hosted by the plantation owner. Barbados was once the world's sugarcane capital, producing nearly 200 tons of the sweet stuff every year. Over time, the industry declined, and as cane-cutting jobs disappeared, the Cropover Festival nearly faded away. But in 1974, the tradition was revived, and today celebrants whoop it up to toast not only the harvest, but also the culture and history of Barbados. The first settlers of this easternmost Caribbean island came from Venezuela in dugout canoes. Then the British came and brought slaves from West Africa to work in the sugar plantations. These diverse ethnic groups fused to form the unique Bajan culture. The Cropover Festival kicks off with the crowning of the King of the Cane Cutters and the Queen of the Cane Bundlers. But the lifeblood of the party, man, is calypso music, known for its infectious rhythms and incisive lyrics. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac. Fever, fever. Stir it up, Cropover, fever. Kaduma fever, Kaduma fever.